This is CITR 101.9 FM. You've been listening to Shukshukta Radio here, broadcasted from University of British Columbia Studios, Universal University British Columbia Studios. How's it going, Worku? We missed you over here.
Yeah, really. Yeah. I'm on holiday.
Yeah?
And then work and holiday, boss.
Well, we were missing the Amharic beat here. Oh. Can you fill us in on what's going on? You're telling me that, New Year's.
Yeah, September 12th, Ethiopian New Year. It's all the time September 11th.
Right,
but
right.
But we're doing September 12th, Saturday.
Right.
We organized all day. Anybody can come that day.
But where is it?
In Burnaby. I'm going to give you next time the address.
Okay.
We have a really beautiful culture and food.
You do have a beautiful culture.
Yeah, and then kids singing, and then they have poem competition, and then also we project about Ethiopia.
Yeah.
How they look Ethiopian country, the culture, and everything's graphically.
That's wonderful.
We're doing that, and then really enjoy. Next week we give you all everything details.
Okay, so it's also like a family event. It's not just a nighttime kind of party.
Well, and a family event, and the more daytime, we have a lot of activities because kids playing. We're showing about Ethiopia.
What day of the week is it?
Is it Saturday, September
12th? Saturday? Can you make it a Sunday?
No.
Saturdays don't work for me.
Nighttime, you can't come dancing.
Yeah, the nighttime. Okay, that's true.
Yeah, nighttime we have dancing, okay?
Awesome. Perfect. So thanks, Worku. That's exciting. So September 12th, mark your calendars for Ethiopian New Year. Beautiful. So we're now transitioning into Kol Nodedi. Kol Nodedi means nomadic voice in Hebrew. I'm your host, Danya. Please call in and say hello or let me know what you think of the music. The number is 822-2487. And I have to say, I'm on a bit of a high because I just went to cheer on, hours ago, the Vancouver half. Do you feel like I'm hyper? Here I am. The Vancouver half marathon runners, and they were so cool. It started at 7 a.m., including some of whom were my father, my sister-in-law, and my brother, and they were all so cool. That was my problem. I felt like the biggest bum, but I did cheer them on, and I vowed to myself that I will be doing that next year and many more similar runs before then. Really neat. I love community events. I was just going to say we don't have too many of them here in Vancouver, but we do. You just need to dig a little harder. And the city is really growing culturally, and you feel it. I feel it, at least. Anyways, let's get into the music. That's why we're here. So I have a beautiful show planned today. The first set was jazz inspired. And what I had in mind was some beautiful guitar a la The Legends, as well as some just strings. I had strings in mind. So we're going to be listening soon to a local artist and then a legendary duo from the 40s or so from Paris. And and also, no, Worku, not Michael Jackson. He does not have a place on my show. And then also we're going to begin with Tim Sparks. Now, Tim is this fabulous musician who surprised me with a package in the mail of his latest album that is produced by John Zorn, the legendary experimental musician, composer, creator. And you know that anything he's involved with is going to be fascinating in some way or another. Just totally curious and boundary-breaking and experimental music. So Zorn's label is Tzaddik, which is a beautiful, beautiful word in Hebrew meaning a righteous one. And this album is hot off the press. And this is him. It's Tim Sparks, who is an amazing guitarist. I'm just getting to know his work. And so he sent me his album called Little Princess. And it's him, Tim Sparks, playing Naftali Brandwine. Now, I don't know who Naftali Brandwine is, but clearly I should. The king of the klezmer clarinet, who landed in New York City by way of Istanbul in 1908. He set about providing a soundtrack to the boisterous life of the newly arrived immigrant community of the Lower East Side. With an eclectic style combining Jewish, Gypsy, and Oriental flavors, Naftali's music reflected his roots in Galicia, a musical crossroads east of the Carpathian Mountains in what is now Ukraine. He made a handful of recordings in the 1920s that have become a gold mine for klezmer musicians. So, this is inspired. This album is inspired by this. I'm still trying to understand exactly. Well, Sparks is a guitar player, and I believe what he does is interpret and play Brandwine's clarinet music with his guitar, I believe. So, it's a celebration and exploration of Brandwine's music from a contemporary perspective. He says, it's my humble pleasure to collaborate with Greg Cohen and Ciro Baptista. So this is a collaboration of the three of them, Sparks, Cohen, and Baptista. Certainly a religious concoction there. And so what I'm going to play is the very first track from this album, and I think it is absolutely beautiful. So this is off of Tim Sparks' album called Little Princess. I'm playing the first track, and it's called The Rebbe's Chassid. You're listening to Kol Noredi, and this is CITR. Thank you. That was Tim Sparks playing Naftali Brandwine. Such soothing, meandering, jazzy guitar. What a whiz. Brilliant. He's American, acoustic guitar player, singer, arranger, composer. Grew up in North Carolina and went to the North Carolina School of Arts. And he, in the 90s, had been immersed in the ethnic music scene and accompanying on guitar in Greek and klezmer orchestras. He was a featured performer with Crossing Borders at the Bethlehem International Music Festival in 1995 and received two arts fellowships to pursue ethnomusicological studies. Ugh, my dream. He spent one fall studying fado and Portuguese guitar in Lisbon, and in 89 arranged Russian folk music for the Guthrie Theater's adaptation of Uncle Vanya. Was commissioned to compose music for Tiananmen and has done a lot of interesting things. So he actually began an association with American composer Zorn, who I was telling you about. He recorded three highly acclaimed CDs of klezmer music adapted for acoustic fingerstyle guitar on Sadiq Records. Wow, I didn't know that. As you can see, I'm reading to you information that is also brand new to me. Some of my show is purely improvised. That's what makes it fun. In any case, so he has done albums, just to mention a few, The Nutcracker Suite, Guitar Bazaar, One String Leads to Another, Neshama, Songs from the Jewish Diaspora, Tans, At the Rebbe's Table, Masada Guitars, Sidewalk Blues, and Little Princess. And that is what I just played for you from. So again, Tim Sparks, and you'll be hearing more of him. So onwards, talking about One String Leading to Another, let's listen to another beautiful string player, but more of a violinist. This is Lucky Sercel. He's local. He's amazing. He plays at Kino and Latin Quarter with his Gypsy Swing Ensemble. So give him a listen and see what you think. You're listening to Kol Nodedi, and this is CITR. Thank you. such a dramatic ending. That was, but also playful. That was Lucky Sarcel, who plays around town. Actually, haven't seen him recently. He used to, I believe, teach at the Royal Conservatory of Music here. And he's basically a local legend, and actually, apparently also a legend in Romania, where he's from as well. So he's just a whiz on the violin. You have to see him sometime. He plays, he collaborates with many different kinds of musicians, jazz and gypsy and klezmer, and he's done lots of things. And I love musicians like that, that are just wanting to explore and grow and evolve and break boundaries. And so he's one of them, and he's local, which is really cool. So what I had in mind was to play some Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli, but I'm not. I'm going to save them for next week just to keep you hanging, because I have another agenda. And somehow when I was just playing Lucky, there was some percussive elements that just made me want to jump right into playing Son de la Frontera, who is one of my favorite flamenco groups. They are new-ish and dynamic. Well, yeah, new for sure. 2007 definitely counts for new. And they, what I love about their music is that it's just, it's the raw-boned, you know, really elemental, raw, the elemental power of flamenco with its original raw purposes, sense of purpose and conviction. And that's what flamenco is for me in a huge way. And Son de la Frontera really are that. So I have an album of theirs called Cal, and I just think it is so, so poignant. So guitarist Raul Rodriguez introduces the double-stringed Cuban tres guitar into this flamenco oeuvre, and the cross-cultural experiment pays high dividends in this album here that I'm going to play from. A real sense of authority and force, and well, I will just let you see what you think of them. So they are, I believe, from Seville, and inspired from Diego del Gastor, who developed much of their repertoire, and a well-known flamenco musician. So, without further ado, this is Cal and a beautiful piece called Un Compromiso. You're listening to Col Nodedì. This is CITR.
Sin mirarnos, ahí hemos hecho un compromiso. Tu cariño como el mío, tú eres vela, yo soy viento, tú eres mar y yo soy río, tú eres llaga y yo lamento. Nadie habló de enamorar. Pero Dios así lo quiso, que tan solo contratando allí hemos hecho un compromiso. yo estaría contigo. No me importa en qué forma, ni cómo, ni cuándo, pero junto a ti hay toda una vida. Yo te estaría mimando. Yo te estaría cuidando como cuido mi vida, que yo la vivo para ti. Siempre, pero siempre, siempre, eres tú mi vida, de ansiedad y angustia, desesperación. Ay, 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 estoy toda una vida. Ay, yo estaría contigo. Ay, no me importa ni dónde, ni cómo, ni cuándo, pero cerca de ti.
With a beautiful piece called Toda Una Vida. And must get, you know what? I lied. This was off of their second album called Cal. They're called Son de la Frontera. And Cal apparently means lime. This lime material that's in Seville, in the south of Spain, that sort of just appears on the streets there or in the earth. And it's a really actually very powerful front cover photo for this album. A man, it's black and white, and a man drawing a line in very desert looking earth. And sort of cutting the earth in two with this diagonal. Very cool. So anyways, that was Son de la Frontera off their album Cal, released by World Village USA. And I promise I will get my hands on their first album because I love what they do. You're listening to Col No de D. This is CITR. Please call in and say hi. And let me know what you think of the music. The number is 822-2487. Col No de D is on air every Sunday, most Sundays, most every Sundays, from 11 to 12. And one string leads to another, and not only to more strings, but to huge, ginormous brass bands from the Balkans. So, in the east of Romania, nestled in the Carpathian Mountains, close to the Moldavian border, lies Zece Prajini, a village of just 400 souls and home to 12 Romani gypsy musicians who make up the Fanfare Chiocciarla Brass Ensemble. The rugged, secluded hills have been echoing to the sounds of brass band music since the Turkish military bands marched in with the Ottoman occupation at the beginning of the 19th century. Fanfare Chiocciarla practice an art that has been handed down from generation to generation. There is no written music. Their instruments, bearing the dents and scratches of decades of use, have lost their shine and gained their own patina. But with them, Fanfare Chiocciarla managed to set off a musical fireworks display with an unbelievable talent for intricate rhythms and dizzy tempos. And it's not just about the traditional sirbas, horos, and other always popular dances, melodies from movies, from Bollywood to Hollywood, as well as the latest international radio hits are thrown into the pot to be mashed up. Fanfare Cochar La Style. That's right. I've heard actually a very cool rendition of theirs of Born to Be Wild. It's just like complete chaos. In addition to still being the most in-demand band for local weddings, funerals, and other occasions, they have in the last years been touring around the world, a story well documented in the must-see film by German director Ralph Marschalek called Yagabari, Brass on Fire. So they are pretty wild, and much of their music is very Jewish sounding, and well, that part of the world, music is borrowed and exchanged and traversed, and well, music always is, but specifically that area, the Balkans, are really a crossroads of, you know, like the ones in Tokyo, those famous ones where people are crossing in all directions. So that's Balkan music. So let's give this a listen here. This is Fanfare Cocharla off of my favorite album of theirs and their latest, Queens and Kings. And more on this after you listen. You're listening to Kol Nodedi.
ay, ay, camarola, ay, ay, camarola, ay, ay, camarola, ando bishin de cala, cojuquela, cala, ay, ay, camarola, ay, ay, camarola, ay, ay, camarola, ando bishin de cala, cojuquela, te cala. Brishin me kaula koju kela te kalan.
את התפועה מנשבת רוח האביב תמיד חוזר עם בשורה כמו פריז בלזר כמו תל אביב שפעם זה פסנתר ישן ושיר אהבה
I can't believe I did that. That was Ethnics, and they are an Israeli pop rock band, actually the oldest continuously operating band in Israel. And yes, I had planned to play that, but not before telling you a little bit about what I had played previously. And in a span of about 10 minutes, I spanned a bazillion genres and traversed much musical landscape, which is good. And that just happens when we're about 10 minutes to the end of the hour here, and I realize how much more I want to play for you. So I got ahead of myself, but a gorgeous song nonetheless. I love that one, and with the Latin, very Carlos Santana-inspired sounding refrain there. So that was Ethnics, again, off of their album called 13, which was released in 2002. So just a little bit before we proceed with the last two tracks that I have for you, hopefully two, a little bit about what I played before. So what you heard before this ethnic song was Nova Lima. And Nova Lima are an Afro-Peruvian collective. And I played off of, they have two albums, the relatively new. I was playing for you from the very first one. And it is really cool music because it is the traditional colliding against and fusing with the brand new. So again, it's the traditional and up against modern production techniques to create a very infectious, brand new sort of creature that is quite beautiful and absolutely just rhythmic and compelling. And you can't just sit and listen to that music. You've got to move. So Nova Lima, that's who I'm talking about. And in the same way that Gotan Project at their best, you know, take the rhythmic and melodic forms of its traditional music, in the case of Gotan, that's Argentinian tango, and making something wholly vital and contemporary out of them. And that's what Nova Lima does with Afro-Peruvian music. So a lot of electronic stuff and mix and remixing and DJ blending kind of beat stuff, and always with undertones and always inspired by the traditional core. So that's Nova Lima. I played from their first album. They do have a second album that came out like a few months ago, called Koba Koba. And I've got that too. I've played that for you a couple times, and we'll definitely revisit. And they are like wildly on tour right now, all over Europe and the States as well, this month and next month. So if you're at all around New York City around July 16th, you might want to catch them there. Anyways, check them out at novalima.net. And before, what I also just wanted to mention about Funfair Cocharla, if you can remember way back when, about 15 minutes ago, when I played the absolutely wild Balkan band, Gypsy Brass Legends from Romania. So again, I was playing from their newest album called Queens and Kings. And what is so cool about that is that they overcame borders and visas and foreign tongues and rhythms to bring together more than two dozen musicians for this album, from France to Bulgaria, and they all came together for this creation of Queens and Kings, which is an extraordinary celebration of gypsy songs. And it's just beautiful, roaring Balkan music that is quite funky and dirty at times, and then at other moments, totally transcendental and beautiful and poetic. And not that they can't inform each other, but there are some very resonant moments of pure, pure emotion, pure elemental emotion of one persuasion. So again, that was Funfair Cocharla. All right, here we are only gonna have a chance to play now one last song here, and I haven't listened to her nor played her in ages. She is one of my favoritist Jewish Israeli female vocalists. She's been around for a long, long time. She is a legend and what's it called? A path blazer for Mizrahit, or the Sephardic Middle Eastern Jewish style of music that has been popified. That's what Mizrahit refers to. So she was a real trailblazer. That was the word I was looking for in this genre. She's been around for a long time. She's beautiful. She has a lot to express with her music, a lot of love songs, a lot of music about her heritage. So this is Zehava Ben. She's a Moroccan Israeli, and I'm going to play for her once I pop this CD in here, off of her album called Melech Amiti, A Real King. She's singing old school love songs here. And so that's that. I'm going to leave us off here. Thank you so much for listening to another week of Kol Nodadi Nomadic Voice. I am your host, Danya, and stay tuned for next week, 11 to 12, and have a beautiful week. Bye-bye. This is Zehava Ben.
בחיים לא הכל עובר קראת לי מלאך הכל מתוק כל כך אם תברח אף פעם לא אסלח זה אתה שמשגע וגורם לי הזיות כל החברות אמרו לי בגללך הבעיות אתה תמיד מופיע כמו באגדות ואני איתך עושה שטויות בלב כאילו לא קיים הרגשתי לצדך שונה ובטוחה סך הכל ביקשתי את צדך זה אתה שמשגע וגורם לי הזיות כל החברות אמרו לי בגללך הבעיות אתה תמיד מופיע כמו באגדות ואני איתך עושה שטויות שמשגע ועושה לי הפתעות כל החברות אמרו לי בגללך הבעיות אתה תמיד מופיע כמו באגדות ואני איתך עושה שטויות
كله في